But the context is also who is pushing it, what their record is, and what the history is in Florida. You know, you can go back to the 50s, to the Johns Committee, where the legislature was actively put together a task force whose whole job was to root out civil rights workers and any homosexuals in the university system. They destroyed lives. Literally, people committed suicide behind the relentless attack. And then you have Anita Bryant, and many of us are of an age to remember Anita Bryant's Save Our Children campaign, which was premised on the same ideas that undergird this bill. And because of her campaign that equated being gay with being a child predator, she was able to pass a ban on gay people being able to adopt, a marriage ban, and then she took that nationwide. And so when we react to this, a lot of us are reacting from the pain we experienced of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids. And we're already seeing that in Texas. So the slippery slope between these ugly messages, emanating from legislative leaders in our state, and then amplified by our governor, whose spokesperson immediately began calling everyone who opposed this bill groomers, aka pedophiles.